Nonsense, but they should go down. And insurance premiums have been excessively high in this country for decades because of the way it's a kind of a closed club. But quite apart from that, the excuse that has been made for many years is the high payouts, particularly for what they call mild tissue injury, which in layman's term is generally whiplash, that's very high. And quite a lot of payouts that the insurance companies would have would be for that type of injury. Having said that, you know, those being cut in half or cut down lower will have an impact and should have an impact because of the number of them, of the percentage of them, which is probably up to 60 or 70% of the payouts that happen across the board. But payouts for the larger payouts for the more serious injuries, for if a person is in a serious accident, has a serious injury, it is not affected by this legislation. It is only about the mild tissue injuries. It is only about the more minor injuries that a person would have, where they would maybe have a little accident and break a finger or you know, hurt an arm or have a whiplash, as I say. That's the type of injury which is to the lower end of the scale that have gone down. The other injuries, which are very serious injuries, have still remained high, and you know, many would say appropriately so, because if a person has something that, you know, destroys their life, they need to get adequately compensated for it in a genuine accident situation. So the lesson here is, don't expect them to come down by half, because this says it's half. They will come down, hopefully, if the insurance companies keep their word, they will come down by probably up to 25 to 30%, I'd expect. But we wait to see when the data comes out on that. But I think some minor anecdotal evidence is that they have started to at least stabilise and go down in some cases. But insurance companies are always very slow to reduce premiums. They do everything to try and keep them high.